Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home, we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today and to understand the truth of the Bible. The Bible is the Word of God. We have segments that you can go to and listen where I explain about the Word of God, why it is the Word of God. And if you don't have this Bible, the Holy Bible in its original order, be sure and look at our home page, because we have a way for you to procure one of these Bibles, which is, to date, one of the most accurate translations of the Bible, Old and New Testament. Now, let's continue on with the coming one world religion. Now, the reason that there were false prophets and the reason that there were false teachers who came stealthily into the Church of God was so that there would be a record in the Bible so that we would know how to handle it at the end time when Satan's grand master plan of a one-world government and a one-world religion and a one-world economic banking system all comes together. So now we are going to focus on a very important section of Scripture in 2 Corinthians, where Paul really gave us warning, and then we are going to see from the world Scriptures, because they already have a world Bible ready to go. You see, those who have been serving Satan the devil and working on this with all the religions of the world, they are working, they are preparing, they are getting ready. And what are we doing? What are you doing? How is your life? Is your life so busily occupied trying to make ends meet that you don't have time for anything? Well, you may check some of your priorities. You may really want to get serious with Church at Home, because it's important for you to understand. We are living in the age when all of the things at the end time are going to take place. The younger you are, the more likely that you're going to live through it. And you're going to see these things happen right before your eyes. Will you be prepared to stand for God? Are you prepared to stand for the truth? Are you willing to love God and obey Him regardless of the circumstances? When someone comes preaching to you in a very nice and almost loving way about Jesus and how easy it is and how simple it is. Well, when you get down to it, it is easy and it is simple. But there's more to it than what has been portrayed by the Sunday-keeping churches and the fundamentalists and the evangelists and the Catholics, etc., or all the other religions of the world. Now, we have a section here in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 where Paul talks about false apostles, where Paul talks about the tactics that are used. So let's turn there. 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 1. I would that you might bear with me in a little nonsense, but indeed do bear with me, for I am jealous over you with the jealousy of God, because I have espoused you to one husband, so that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Now there's a whole lot to do with the church and the bride of Christ and the plan of God. And you need to go to cbcg.org and go through the sermons, because to understand the Bible, it's starts out simply and it gets deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper because it is inspired by the mind of God. And so therefore, it's line upon line, here a little, there a little, and precept upon precept, and you have to rightly divide the Word of God to put it together. And it's God's message to you, and it's intended to be a lifelong study. Because preparing for eternal life means we develop the characteristics and mind of Christ in this life. And this is something that we do every single day. Now, notice what Paul said here. Verse 3. But I fear lest by any means as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds might be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ, which is what? Obey my voice. Keep my words. Keep my commandments. Now that's simple, isn't it? Yes, indeed. You sin, you repent. You're under the grace of God. You yield to God. You yield to the Spirit of God. That's the simplicity of Christ. Verse 4. For indeed, if someone comes preaching another Jesus, and there are many versions of Jesus out there, whom we did not preach, or you receive a different spirit, which you did not receive, or a different gospel, which you did not accept, you put up with it as something good. Oh, yes. Oh, let's listen to it. Just like the philosophers on Mars Hill. Oh, yes, let's hear this. What is your opinion? Oh, that's nice. Now, I think, and someone else says, well, I disagree with that, and I think this. No one asked the question, what does God think? Well, if you want to know what God thinks, it's in the Bible. He put it there. Now then, Paul said, verse 5, but I consider myself in no way inferior to these highly so-called apostles. Yes, false apostles, fakes, coming in there saying they're sent from God. Just like Harold Camping said, oh, the Lord is going to have the rapture on May 21st. Oops, sorry about that. I was wrong. And 7,000 were slaughtered in Vietnam because they believed him. And the government came and slaughtered them. Harold Camping is a false prophet. Need to understand something else. There is not going to be a rapture as taught in the Protestant church. That is a lie. And all of those books written about it are fairy tales. There will be a resurrection. That's what there will be. Now let's go on. Verse 13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, as we read last time, handling the word of God deceitfully. How is the word of God to be handled? In truth, and to be believed and followed and obeyed. Deceitful workers who are transforming themselves into apostles of Christ, and they never were. No man sets himself to set himself up as a minister or preacher. Now notice what he says here in verse 4. Because this is coming. Remember how we started out? That the whole world's going to worship Satan the devil. And that's going to happen because there will be a one world religion, because what began here in Corinth, Satan has spawned and fostered over and over and over again. And now he is bringing to the fore all of the ancient religions, all of the religions of Babylon the Great, the daughters of the mother harlot. Revelation 17. Notice what he says. And it's no marvel, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. That's exactly what's going to happen. Therefore, it is no great thing if his servants also transform themselves as ministers of righteousness. Yes, Satan uses men. He has servants. He has preachers. He has philosophers. He has writers. He has those who are dedicated, those who are dedicated to a one world religion. Notice what Paul says of them. Whose end shall be according to their works. Now, let's just turn a page more over here to the book of Galatians. Let's see what Paul says about a different gospel, which there is really only one authentic gospel. What he says if you do things to please men. What he says if you try to bring people together in an amalgamated religion. And then we will see what the Apostle John says about the spirit of truth and the spirit of the deception which is coming upon the whole world. Are you being deceived? Are you believing false doctrines? Are you believing things that are contrary to the Bible, though it looks like they come out of the Bible? Are you believing another gospel which does not teach that we are to grow and change and overcome and have the mind of Christ? Are you believing a different gospel which says that the law has been done away? What do you believe? Do you really believe the Bible? Now notice what Paul writes about those who follow a different gospel. Galatians 1 and verse 6. I am astonished that you are so quickly being turned away from him who has called you into the grace of Christ to a different gospel. Could you be turned away from the truth? Have you been turned away from the truth? Do you know what the truth is? Do you know the real Christ? Because there are others coming preaching a different Christ. Verse 7, which in reality is not another gospel, but there are some who are troubling you, who are desiring to pervert the gospel of Christ, just like Simon Magus, just like the false apostles there that Paul spoke of in 2 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. Yes, they come, angels of light, angels of righteousness, ministers of righteousness. Notice what he says. But if we, or even an angel from heaven, should preach a gospel to you that is contrary to what we have preached, let him be accursed. Now that's pretty strong language, isn't it? Yes, indeed. Because God does not want an amalgamation of the traditions of men interwoven with the scriptures of God to form another gospel. That's what's been done in the world. And we are going to see, how shall we say, the awesome end of this. Because when the Apostle John saw the vision of Babylon the Great and her daughters, the mother of the harlots and abominations in the earth, he was amazed. He was dumbfounded. He couldn't believe his eyes. Because here were the ones who had killed the saints and the martyrs for those of the name of Jesus in great glory and splendor and all of their evil. Now let's read on. Verse 9, as we have said before, so this was a continuing problem, I also now say again, if anyone is preaching a gospel contrary to what you have received, let him be accursed. Now, those are strong words. See, because the dividing line is coming. There are going to be the true believers of God the Father and Jesus Christ, and there are going to be the believers in another Jesus, in another gospel, in a world religion where they will have unity through diversity. Remember, when all of the daughters of the Babylonian religion have grown up and come home to Mama, then Mama can't treat them like little children anymore. So they have to all be accepted on an equal level and an equal basis. But that is a doctrine of Satan the devil. Notice what Paul says concerning pleasing men. Verse 10, now then, am I striving to please men or God? Or am I motivated to please men? Yet if I am pleasing men, I would not be the servant of Christ. That's why here at Church at Home and Christian Biblical Church of God, we do not have politics. We do not have any of those things that are of the religions of the world, even though they call themselves Christian. Because what God wants the servants of God to do is point everyone to God the Father and Jesus Christ, point them toward repentance, point them toward baptism, point them toward growing in grace and knowledge and preparing for eternal life at the resurrection. None of this concerning religion and tradition to mix all of that and bring it in. And look at this hodgepodge that we have. Know for sure, Christ is going to destroy it when he returns. and the beast and the false prophet, as we have seen, are going to be cast into the lake of fire. No, we're getting down to what is truth, what is right, what is wrong, what is godly, what is satanic. And the dividing line is going to be sharp. All right, now let's come back here to 2 Corinthians 6. Now let's understand why the Apostle Paul had to go through everything that he did so that we would know that what he has written is for our edification and instruction, so that we can look at the prophecies in the future and seeing that, yes, Satan is going to repeat it again. And he wants to bring everyone together and understanding together. Now, we will see this next time. We are going to read from the world scripture. They have been preparing. Satan has been working. And what has been happening to the people of God? They've been going to sleep. They've been lukewarm. They haven't preached the truth. They haven't preached the gospel the way that it should be. And the Christian churches of the world have done even less. Now let's read it here. 2 Corinthians 6, verse 14. Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers, and that's what it is with the coming one world religion. For what do righteousness and lawlessness have in common? You can't have it. James says that if you are double-minded, you're unstable in all things. And he tells them, repent of being double-minded. Just like the children of Israel were tossed back and forth between two opinions. Was Baal God or was the Lord God? Same way today. Look at the dividing line. There is no room for compromise here. What fellowship does light have with darkness? What union does Christ have with Belial? Or what part does a believer have with an unbeliever? Or what agreement is there between a temple of God and idols? Now, when we have the Holy Spirit, we are a temple of God. And how can you be in agreement with idols? For you are a temple of the living God, exactly as God said, I will dwell in them. And that's the mystery of the gospel. That's the mystery of the truth of God. The Spirit of God, God is dwelling in you. Christ is dwelling in you. I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, here's the command, just like it is in Revelation 18. Come out of her, my people. Therefore, come out of the midst of them and be separate, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean, and I will receive you. And I shall be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Almighty. So what are we to do with this? How are we to live our lives? How are we to be prepared when this comes? Are you arming yourself with the truth of God? Are you arming yourself with the Word of God? Are you learning to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and being? Are you learning to understand the Bible? Are you developing the character of God, the mind of Christ, so that you can receive the divine nature at the resurrection and become a son and daughter of God to live in all for all eternity with God the Father and Jesus Christ and all the saints in New Jerusalem? Where are you headed? Where are you going? What is it that you want? You see, you have to choose, you have to decide, because God has set before us life and death, good and evil. But he commands us choose life that we may live and love the Lord your God and keep his commandments, you see. Now, if you choose to sin, you're choosing the way of death and trouble and despair and upheaval and wretchedness. God has called us. What are we to do? Are you going to come to the true Christ and God the Father and repent? Notice what he says, chapter 7 and verse 1. Now then, beloved, since we have these promises, we should purge ourselves from every defilement of the flesh, perfecting holiness in the fear of God, also in the love of God. Now let's come here to 1 John, the 4th chapter. There were false prophets coming, just like with the Apostle Paul. Isn't it interesting that throughout the whole New Testament, We have warning after warning after warning of false prophets. And to show you how things have been turned on their head and upside down, the Christianity of this world says that if you try and keep the commandments of God, you're trying to work out your own justification by works. That is a lie. That is not true. We are to have God's laws and His commandments written in our hearts and in our minds, become a very part of our thinking, a very part of everything that we are. See? 1 John 4 and verse 1, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." Now, what's behind a false prophet? What's behind someone who says God did away with His law? What's behind where people say God has done away with His Sabbath? A false spirit, a satanic, demonic spirit. That's what it is. It needs to be labeled exactly for what it really is. Now, maybe that's strong language. Maybe you don't like that. Maybe that hurts your feelings. Well, if it stirs you to action to try and find what the truth is, then I'm doing what God wants me to do. He doesn't want me to come up here and be a Pollyanna and be a nice mishy-mashy and let's get everything together. No. God wants you to come to Him. God wants you to seek Him. God wants you to understand His truth. Therefore, you test the prophets. You test the spirits. By this test, you can know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus has come in the flesh is not of God. This is the spirit of Antichrist, which you heard was to come, and even now is already in the world. Now they come as angels of light. They come as do-gooders. They come bearing messages of a false hope and a false salvation, claiming they are from God. Verse 4, you are of God. That is, if you have repented, been baptized, received the Holy Spirit of God, and you're living under grace and growing in grace and knowledge. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He who is in you than the one who is in the world. And the one who is in the world is Satan, the devil. They are of this world. That's what they are. The amalgamation of the world's religion are of this world. They're not of God. And those who profess Christianity and are willing to amalgamate with the pagan, abominable religions of this world, regardless of what they are, and the false Christianity of this world, you are of the world and you are not of God. Let's read on. They are of the world because of this. They speak of the world, and the world listens to them. Oh, what a wonderful thing. What a nice message. Oh, isn't it wonderful to see all of these clergy together? A la Glenn Beck. Wonder what he's up to. Let's go on. Verse 6. We are of God, and the one who knows God listens to us, and the one who is not of God does not listen to us. By this means, we know the spirit of the truth and the spirit of the deception. Do you understand that? By the true word of God, you're able to see and know them by their fruits, and to understand that they are either from God or they are not from God, regardless of whether they profess Jesus Christ or not. Professing Jesus Christ is not enough. You have to believe the gospel. You have to live by the gospel. You have to be under the grace of God. You have to love God and keep His commandments. And that's the only way that you are going to understand the difference between the spirit of truth and the spirit of deception. So as this is coming down, and lo, it's going to come down, for sure, without a doubt. Now, in the next segment, we're going to read from the World Scripture, and we will give you a background of the World Scripture and why this is such a demonic, satanic thing that is coming upon the whole world. There is coming a one world religion. What will you do? So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. Please be sure and visit our other website, cbcg.org. Order the book, Lord, What Should I Do? And begin to really study, begin to read. Maybe turn off your television at home and spend some time really learning of the Word of God. Now, we also have a special offer for the Holy Bible in its original order. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. And this is Fred Coulter saying, until next time, so long, everyone.